Professor, I welcome Nicholas Pelham, the Economist Magazine Middle East correspondent, to help me understand a tangle in a part of world that is largely desert. This is the Sahara Desert and the shores of the Sahara Desert, and two major nation states in North Africa, Morocco and Algeria. This is a presentation that has to do with the legacy of colonialism, and then again, the arms races of the 21st century, and some economic drivers as well. Nicholas, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. There is an ongoing artillery duel, I learned from The Economist, in Western Sahara, a province that is being disputed between neighbors, Morocco and Algeria. What is the driver, the immediate driver of the dispute? Why do they both claim this territory? What's in it for Algeria? What's in it for Morocco? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's a pleasure to be with you. You're absolutely right that this is a kind of desert terrain. It runs down the coast of Northwest Africa. It doesn't have a huge population, but it's really a very strategic bit of the Atlantic coast. It links Morocco to West Africa, where historically it's had a strong presence. At the same time, if the Sahrawi population and the kind of Sahrawis were able to establish their own state under Algerian tutelage, it would be a bridge for the Algerians to the Atlantic. So on the one hand, if Algeria was to have the upper hand in that territory, then it would corner Morocco in Northwest Africa. On the other hand, if the Moroccans control it, it becomes their bridge to West Africa, really their sort of their reach into the continent as a whole. So this is really a struggle between the two giants of North Africa, between Algeria and Morocco, for control of a territory, and sort of really who has the upper hand in what is something of a kind of scramble for Africa coming out of the Northwest, out of what's known as the Maghreb.
Over decades, this feud between these two states has continued with colorful characters visiting Algeria. Che Guevara, Nelson Mandela, Algeria associated with the revolt from France back in the 1960s. But here we are 60 years later. I'm presuming there's history for this dispute. But the presenting matter is that the UN is seeking to negotiate a peace deal, or at least a ceasefire. Is that prospect available, imminent, or is this just talk and the gunfire continues?
The UN has been in position. It's been in the Western Sahara since 1991. That was when the first war for Western Sahara ended after 16 years with a ceasefire. The UN was supposed to hold a referendum of the local Sahrawi population. Neither the Sahrawis nor the Moroccans could agree on who was going to participate. Their accusations that the Moroccans were stuffing the voter list with lots of fake Sahrawis. And they've really been bickering over the terms of that peace process ever since. It's not the only peace process in the Middle East and North Africa to be to ground to a halt. But really, since the 1990s, precious little has moved until last year, when one of the last acts of President Donald Trump in office was to recognize Moroccan control of Western Sahara and sovereignty of Western Sahara, and to say that that really kind of shifted the balance. It left the Algerians fuming. It left the Moroccans delighted. They had recognition of their claims to sovereignty, and that has really kind of been a game changer. And it's really that sort of battle for global recognition which is fueling the current dispute between Algeria and Morocco.
These are both Morocco and Algeria, part of America's history as well. This dates back to the Second War and Operation Torch, where we first landed in North Africa. But they're Francophile countries. That's why we dealt with Vichy France when we landed, and there was a battle between France and America, many casualties. Does France take an interest in this feud, this civil war today, this war between states that both speak French?
I mean, there are some who would say that it's a combination of both France and Spain, who were the colonial powers in North Africa, who are really lie at the root of this spat between these two countries. Morocco and Algeria have really been feuding ever since Algeria was created in 1962. And the initial source of that conflict was a dispute over borders. The Moroccans claimed that the French, when they drew the borders, drew them in favor of Algeria and kept a lot of the oil in Algerian hands. And Morocco, until this date, really hasn't fully demarcated its own border. So this kind of border dispute includes not just West Africa, but also includes much of the Moroccan-Algeria border as well. And that border is closed. So kind of, a region which historically has been, part of the same milieu, it's the same culture. Moroccans and Algerians speak the same dialect of Arabic. They speak the same same religion, same tribes, same ethnic diversity. They're really kind of two peas in a pod, but their regimes have been at loggerheads ever since Algeria's creation. As you said, Algeria emerged out of a kind of struggle against colonial power. It was a revolutionary state. Morocco has is ruled by a king. The Algerians like to see it as a sort of reactionary feudal monarchy. These two regimes are really stuck in these stereotypical perceptions of each other and haven't really been able to overcome their differences. And I suppose kind of perhaps one of the prime difficulties at the moment is that, Algeria has an aging leadership. It hasn't really been able to find a way of renewing that leadership. It's got a deeply disenchanted population, and it sees Morocco as starting to leap ahead. Historically, Algeria was it had the oil. It was by far the richer country. And, as Morocco looks the future into a post-oil age, it sort of sees a future in renewables. It sees a future in industry that it's been able to attract from Europe. It's got a more open economy than Algeria's. It's had a much better, it's handled the pandemic in a much better way. It's kind of rolled out more vaccines. And Algerians are looking at Morocco and seeing a country which sort of had lagged behind, now beginning to leap ahead, and their own country being left behind and stuck in a kind of petrodollar age with an aging leadership that's just really not up to the task of modernizing their own country.
Nicholas Pelham introducing us to a conflict that begins to look like a surrogate war between two states looking to the future in the Mediterranean basin, Morocco and Algeria. It's called Western Sahara. The gunfire continues. There's no end in sight after decades. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor